It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. Okay, my friends, here's my two cents on the non-stop coverage of Donald Trump and his take-no-prisoners way to you-know-where. Donald is indeed a unique, one-of-a-kind person. He is bigger than life and definitely louder than anyone else. And boy, the way he sucks the oxygen out of a room. A headline in New York Times last Sunday reads, quote, "How will Trump redecorate the White House?" End quote. And it includes a photograph of the living room in his New York penthouse, obviously inspired by royal splendor of Louis XIV Versailles. But here's the problem. While Louis had excellent art advisors, Donald, in his attempt to recreate the royal splendor, ended up with an embarrassingly garish space evoking the decor of Las Vegas casinos. Just imagine, Donald as an apprentice in a TV show run by His Majesty. You ready? Here it goes. Louis XIV to Trump. "Donald, you are fired." Wouldn't that be a dream come true? The current exhibition at LA Louvre Gallery features amazing assemblage sculptures by Ed and Nancy Kinholz, with their focus on, if not obsession with, television. All of these works, with one exception, were produced between the late 1960s and Ed's passing in 1994. Here is a quote from a letter written by Ed Kinholz. Quote, "You may have guessed that I have long had a love-hate relationship with American TV. I sit dummy style in front of this marvelous communication tool and find my years slipping by and my mind turning to slush from 95% trash being beamed my way," end quote. It takes artistic genius to utilize trash from everyday life and transform it into a powerful and emotional artistic statement that resonates so strongly even decades later. I wonder if Ed and Nancy were watching the bizarre election coverage today, what kind of assemblage would they produce? Would they use a life-size sculpture of Donald or zero in on the golden crown of his hair? And while we are talking about bigger-than-life personalities and artworks matching in size, let's visit Blum & Poor Gallery to see the mini-retrospective of Julian Schnabel paintings covering 40 years of his career. In a small side gallery is his earliest Broken Plates paintings from 1978, which launched his career. And I have to admit, it still holds my attention, though I'm not sure I like it quite as much as when I saw his Broken Plates paintings for the first time decades ago. Small and medium-sized works are not Schnabel's game. He goes for large, very large. Sometimes his ambition gets the best of him, but other times he's right on the money. I was particularly intrigued and impressed by his large, unstretched canvas, which I found to be particularly focused and well-edited. The painting, with its purposefully grimy, whitish background, is dominated by a bloody red diagonal form, accompanied by four letters that read "Phil." It's Schnabel's homage to his late friend, the great movie actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. I've been a big admirer of Julian Schnabel as a film director, though I haven't had the chance to see his latest film. His high-profile movies from the late 90s and early 2000s, such as Basquiat, Before Night's Fall, and The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, demonstrated his ability to match his oversized ambition with the top-notch artistic projects. At the opening of his show, I spoke to Julian and asked him how much the art of his painting affects his filmmaking, and how much the art of his filmmaking affects his painting. He said that it's impossible to differentiate. It's a singular, unbroken art process. It's been Edward Golden with Art Talk on KCRW.